This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm joined by Benedict Cumberbatch. Hello.
Hello.
You are the star of the Grinch movie.
I am.
You probably know that already. Now, the Grinch, how do you get into character for it? Do you cancel Christmas at home? Do you do laughs?
No. You leave your work at home and... No, the other way around. You leave your work at work. When you go home, you're done. But no, I'm very much the opposite of my green fellow companion. I get grinchy, but I don't get the full hog of wanting to cancel Christmas. That's pretty extreme.
I was just checking, just in case.
I didn't know
whether you'd gone, like, really method.
No, I mean, even if I did, I'd drop it once I was out of the car. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to be nice again.
Yeah. How did you find his voice? Because it's quite an odd kind of American voice. Like, did you know immediately you're like, this is who I'm going to be?
I don't know. Probably I owe a lot to my dad, who read an amazing amount to me when I was young and characterised an awful lot of... what he read. He's an actor as well, and he was brilliant at it, so I probably owe him some credit along the line somewhere. But you know, it's weird what you assimilate and where you get it from. I can't think of a specific personal character or something that it came from. It just sort of evolved from the way he looks and the kind of growl of him, and then evolving into somebody who doesn't just growl and get angry, but also really relishes in being mean. He enjoys it. It makes him laugh. It makes his day to upset other people and knock things off the shelf and laugh and tell people to be quiet and run away from carolers and all the other horrible things he does, like knocking the heads off snowmen.
He's pretty rude. You wouldn't want him as your next-door neighbour, I would say.
No, unless you could watch him. Because I think that's the thing, watching it, you kind of vicariously enjoy it.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's not you and it's not being done to you, so you can enjoy it. It's the fantasy thing of watching a film, isn't it? But no, you wouldn't want him as a friend, I don't think. Until the end,
and until you meet his dog, who I think is the unsung hero of the film.
Yeah, I think anyone would put up with a Grinch if the dog came with the Grinch. Max is... I don't think he's going to be the unsung... I think he is quite possibly going to upstage everybody in this film because he's wonderful.
He's the best. He's amazing. Yeah, and in the film as well, you've got so many contraptions. Yeah. The Grinch has, like, invented so many things. What's your favourite bit or favourite one?
I like the drone outfit that Max wears.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I think that's quite cool. I love the legs. I'd like to have a go with the legs, the extendable legs.
Oh, the ones that go really... Yeah.
They're just, you beat traffic, better air quality. Be a lot of fun.
My favourite was the light-up candy cane. I figured that'd be quite good.
Yeah, someone else has said that. I think that's quite... It's like a lightsaber, that thing. I mean, in the wrong hands, it's really dangerous. It feels a little bit too high-tech for me. I think I need something a bit more kind of mechanical.
I would properly love that. I would use that all over the place.
Would you?
I think I would turn mean if I had the Grinch's capabilities.
You would, because you'd probably get people's, you know, metal things from their mouth, and they'd probably get people stuck to the cane if the electromagnetic thing is very powerful.
Brilliant.
That could go wrong.
This made me want to be mean, this film. I was like, yeah, it looks really, really fun.
Children, that's not what this film's about.
Thank you so much. Okay. Personal service announcement. Thank you so much.
Just to correct it there. Enjoy
in the film,
it, but don't be it.
Yeah, but yeah. Just, you know.
Don't try it at home.
Because mums and dads will be furious. In the film, you've got the people of the town who are relentless in their love of Christmas.
Yes, it's kind of the polarities. You have a human-type thing, who is just so aggravated and irritated and angered by Christmas. And then you have this perfect kind of toy town. It's almost like a Christmas fair.
Looks beautiful.
It looks stunning and delectable and edible and fun, just a lot of fun. You know, there are kids get to school by riding, you know, round rubber dinghies down sort of, you know, toboggan chutes. It looks like a lot of fun. But they're sort of unrepressibly happy.
Like, kind of annoying in a way.
Well,
sometimes.
Thank you. So I'm just putting it out there as the Grinch that it's a little bit irritating. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt sorry for him. I was like, actually, you know what? If I had carolers following me round everywhere I went.
Well, they're aggressive.
Yeah.
That's aggressive Christmas behaviour, in my opinion.
Aggressive Christmas behaviour.
They're not singing to, they're singing at.
You know?
It's like they've weaponized a carol, you know?
They're stalking him, basically.
Yeah, they're pushing him down otherwise deserted streets. It's just terrifying. does make me laugh, that bit.
It's when they all jump out at him.
Like a sort of advent calendar come alive in a very horrifying way.
Yeah, fair play to him. If I was him, I'd be like, yeah, absolutely.
I too would be grinchy, yes.
Set that dog on him. Like,
exactly.
Let him go. What's your favourite bit of the film? There must have been a bit for you to voice, which was really fun.
I mean a lot, an awful lot. There are some very funny lines. There's one quite far into the film. I like it when he's explaining what his eventual plan is to steal Christmas, which is to disguise himself as Father Christmas, Santa Claus, as he calls him. And That I quite like. I tell you what I really like, though. I absolutely love it when he turns full mean and when he gets a little bit scary. And just the passion of the project, just he's just mad with it. And that was quite fun to do.
I also have to say it was the best use of All By Myself I've seen in a film.
I mean.
What a great choice.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That was amazing.
This is the thing, and I think it's in a trailer as well, so maybe I'm not ruining it, but there is a screaming goat. And these things that sort of creep into popular culture, and we have some amazing hip-hop artists who are part of this, like Tyler, the Creator, does the theme song, as you know, and got Pharrell doing the narration, which is very cool. And I don't know, I like that. There are little bleeds with now, but it's also very loyal to the original book, which I implore all of your viewers to buy and read.
So you're a fan of Dr. Seuss?
Massive fan of Dr. Seuss.
You would if you said no, wouldn't it, really?
It would, but yeah. I would find a way of faking it, and I'm not. I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, I'm genuinely really, really a big fan of all the books. And this comes from Horton and Here's a Who. I mean, that's the Whoville. It exists. It's moved from a little dust ball onto a snowflake. This all takes place on a snowflake, guys. It's crazy.
That's such a yeah, it is.
But it's just the magical universe he creates. It's utterly fantastical, but utterly real at the same time. And the rhymes and the rhythms of the whole way he writes, as well as the extraordinary imagination of the drawings and the scenarios and characters. Very, very cool. So it's great material to work from.
And finally, I've probably kind of got your answer already on this one, but if you could have any sidekick, Fred, Max or Cindy Lou, who would it be?
It would have to be Max.
Straight away.
I mean, come on.
I mean, Cindy's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, you know, she is, but she's not allowed yet to be a barista. I don't think she handles the hot stuff in the kitchen. Mum still does that. That's one of the reasons she feels for her mum, because she's cooking the incredible breakfast and throwing toast at the twins and getting everything right and giving her waffles just as she's going off to school. And I think Cindy Lou's mum or Max, both of those would be amazing.
Oh, wow, you brought the mum into it. Like another,
because she's amazing.
Another
she's an amazing
entered.
Single mum in it, yeah. But Max is just this extraordinary dog. There are some extraordinary single mums. I don't think I've ever met a Max, really. I've never met a dog quite like Max.
Brilliant. Well, I'll look out for him. I'll find him for you.
Yeah, will you?
Thank you so much.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, yeah.
A minute. Maybe that's a clue.
Did I know?
You're leading me to Max.
I knew all along.
You knew. You were prompting my answer.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.